Matt, a nil draw tonight against Kidderminster. What are your views on the game overall?
Another positive performance. A quality side, a full-time team, Kidderminster, and we gave more than a game. We had more chances than them, I felt, but we did that in the last three games. We've come away from a home game against Southport 1-0, a draw, missed a penalty and camped in their half for the second half and should have won that game. Away at their place, first half we had so many chances and should have wrapped that game off, and then against Harrogate they scored from a fluky goal. We should have got more out of that game. So three games prior to this game we should have come away with at least 7 points, maybe even 9 points, and that was frustrating. But today we didn't let that affect us. We went into this game full of confidence, and we more than matched Kidderminster, a full-time team, as I say, and gave them a real good game. It was an eventful game, as you'll probably pan out, but I think on balance of play, maybe a draw was good at the end, but you know, we've been playing well, and yes, we've got 2 points out of the last four games, but we should have had a lot more.
And you mentioned the brawl there. What's your view on what happened?
Well, Chalice claiming he got punched in the box, and Jamie, my assistant, has said he's got punched, and then their manager didn't agree, and then it's just got out of hand. It was handbags, really, nothing too much, but we got when it was a foul against us, and we ended up getting two people sent off, and they got one. We got a player off the field sent off. It was, against us really. When we were not the aggressors. So,
and back to on the pitch though, you brought Dalal Brewster in today. What does he bring to the team, do you think?
Pace, goals. He's a quality. Yeah, I mean, I tried to get him when he was at Everton. I spoke to David Unsworth at Everton in the past, and he raved about him. I watched him at Stockport when he was there, and he caused us a few problems when he played against us. And he's been at Chesterfield and not played many games. He's not fully match fit, but I know what he can do. He's quick, and he can score goals. So he's an addition, and he's a positive addition for us. So hopefully he'll bring goals to us.
And just a quick word on Andy Teague making his 300th club appearance tonight.
He says it's more than 300, but he's made I said it's his 300th. He said it's more than that. I'm sure it's more than that, but who's counting? He's been brilliant for us, and he's a stalwart and a fantastic player in and out of the dressing room, on the pitch and in the dressing room. He's great for me personally, and hopefully he'll have many more games to come.
And lastly, looking forward now, two big away games coming up, Kers and Ashton next. Do you think that's going to be a tricky game?
It's always a terrific. Any team in this league is a tricky game. Kers and Ashton at their place is always difficult. They're very good at home, a difficult side. They like to play. It's a good pitch, so we'll hopefully be able to play football on that pitch, and we'll give them a test, and hopefully we'll be able to do a job against them.